Село Лебедівка, автовокзал, автобус на Київ, я ледь не проспав. Салон геть забитий, битий, як мишами удав. На заднім сидінні, серед клумаків, я побачив тебе, твою усмішку зрів. Був такий сексуально-маніакальний золотий близубів. Ти везла на базар овочевий свій груз. Усміхались мені, я прикручувала ус. Ти моя бейбі, я до тебе прорвусь. Я до тебе прорвусь. Ти моя бейбі, я до тебе прорвусь. Я штовхався ліктями, як проїхали міст, і з суглобами ніг своїх я викручував твіст. На зупинці ДПС дорожньо-патрульної служби я до тебе проліз. Твоє тіло пахтіло, наче манговий джус, і кохання моє прорвалося крізь шлюз. Ти моя бейбі, я до тебе тулюсь. Я до тебе тулюсь. Я до тебе тулюсь.
And a singer from Ukraine by the name of Anton Mukharsky with a rather unique approach to music. That song was titled Autobus Lebedivka, which kind of doesn't really translate well into English. It's autobus means autobus, which is like a transit bus or like a bus that you travel in. And Lebedivka is sort of like a baby swan. At any rate, how a bus and a baby bird kind of go together, you really need to be a linguist and you really need to understand the language to understand what the title means. If you're not, don't worry about it. Like me, just sit back, relax, enjoy the music. It's pretty good, even without lyrics or without knowing them. Anton Mukharsky with Autobus Lebedivka. Вітаю вас всіх, дорогі радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. При мікрофоні Павліна, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm your host, Павліна. Thank you so much for joining me. We've got a great program lined up for you. We have Ukrainian Jewish heritage today, and we've got a story of two philosophers, one Ukrainian, one Jewish, and they hearken back to the turn of the last century. And they are Ivan Franko and Vladimir Jabotinsky. As well, we have a feature interview with a generous donor of Ukraine War Amps, and he'll be telling us how he found out about Ukraine War Amps, which is a bit of a surprise. As well, he'll tell us his story, his experience in donating and meeting them on a couple of trips he recently made to Ukraine, and a very inspiring story indeed. So stay tuned for all of that. We've also got our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next, we have Picardiska Tercia, that fabulous a cappella group from Ukraine, and Весільний Марш, the Wedding March.
Нам не зашкодить чарка вина, будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна, будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна, нам не зашкодить чарочка вина. будьмо здорові, пимо до дна, нам не зашкодить чарочка вина.
Діндаля, чудесні поля, діндаля, їде весіля, веселя, їде світіля. Діндаля, чудесні поля, веселя, їде світіля. Діндаля, чудесні поля, нам не зашкодить чарка вина. Будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна. Будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна. Нам не зашкодить чарка вина. Будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна. Нам не зашкодить чарка вина. Бум-бум грим, бубен є бубняр, а за ним дьохну сопілкар. Запитай про любов мою, він повіє коломикою. Запитай про любов мою, він повіє коломикою. Час, брама не вузька, чи у вас наша невістка.
Нам не зашкодить чарка вина, будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна. Будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна.
Hey!
Нам не зашкодить чарочка вина. Будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна.
Hey!
Нам не зашкодить чарочка вина.
Нам не зашкодить чарка вина. Будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна. Будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна. Hey! Нам не зашкодить чарочка вина. Будьмо здорові, пиймо до дна.
Нам не зашкодить чарочка вина, нам не зашкодить чарочка вина, нам не зашкодить чарочка вина. О, лісу, лісу,
воробейко. як було тепленько, ой, як було тепле, як мороз притиснув, воробей не писнув, ой, воробей не пив. А воробейка, жита коробейка, ой, жита коробейка, нема кому їсти, жінка маленька, ой, жінка маленька, ой, у лісі на горісі. Дівчата, дітки молодиці, і дітки молоди, будемо скакати, зиму проводжати, зиму проводжати, йди зимо, та й до Тульщина, бо ти вже ж нам надокучила,
Very talented and versatile singer from Ukraine by the name of Mariana Sadovska, and a song called A Cycle of Spring Calling Songs from Polesia. And hopefully in Polesia they're having spring, because it's been pretty slow coming here on the west coast of Canada. We thought we might have had some today, but I don't know, the sun went away later on and it's cool again, so who knows. Maybe we'll have to get her to do A Cycle of Spring Calling Songs from BC. Yeah. We'll see if she's amenable to that. Meanwhile, we've got a Canadian group here from Montreal by the name of Rosa, from their most recent CD. Here they are with a song that, well, is something that we look forward to come spring and summer. Chervoneньки Бур'ячок, The Little Red Beet.
козачок, ой, я невеличка, хватай мене, козачок, ой, я невеличка. Хватай мене, козачок, бо я невеличка. Червоненький бурячок,
червоненький бурячок,
червоненька річка. Хватай мене, козачок, бо я невеличка. Хватай мене, козачок, бо я невеличка.
And now for a look at Ukraine's rich Jewish heritage, then and now. Brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter, based in Toronto, Ontario.
Welcome to Ukrainian Jewish Heritage. I'm Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Peter Baeger. Two writers, two politicians, two outstanding public figures, and two intriguing viewpoints on the historic challenges of Ukrainian-Jewish relations. The Ukrainian writer Ivan Franko passed away in 1916. The Zionist leader Vladimir Jabotinsky was from a generation younger. Both made vital contributions to the creation of their respective national states of Israel and an independent Ukraine. But both did not live long enough to see their national dreams come true. Wolf Moskovich, Professor Emeritus at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem, compares and contrasts the lives of these two men in a fascinating essay. The essay was one of the contributions to an international conference and subsequent book on Ivan Franko and the Jewish issue in Galicia by the Vienna University Press. There is no evidence Franko and Jabotinsky ever crossed paths, though both met intellectuals they knew in common. Professor Moskovich traces some remarkable similarities in both men's life stories. Both men ran for an elective political office before the First World War, Franko for the Habsburg Austrian Parliament and Jabotinsky for the Imperial Russian Duma, and both were defeated by corrupt party machines that were hostile to the interests of the two men's electorate. Professor Moskovich calls Franko unique among Ukrainian writers of his times in his deep understanding of the Jewish community of Galicia. Franko apparently knew Yiddish from childhood and published some of his own translations of Yiddish works. Franko wrote more on Jewish subjects than any of his Ukrainian contemporaries. And no Jewish leader, before or after Jabotinsky, devoted as much attention to Ukrainian national issues. His support of the Ukrainian national struggle remained consistent, and his writings reflected only a positive attitude towards Ukrainians. But there were inevitable differences. Professor Moskovich points out that Ivan Franko could be considered ambivalent about the Jewish community. Some of Franko's writing can be considered philo-Semitic. However, Moskovich notes Franko depicts Jews in an unfriendly manner in some of his works of fiction and poetry. Franko was evidently the first non-Jewish reviewer of Theodor Herzl's 1896 landmark book, The Jewish State, which called for the Jewish people of Europe to leave for their historic homeland. Professor Moskovich asserts Franko's sympathy towards the Zionist idea did not originate in his deep Christian beliefs, as was the case with many Christian supporters of Zionism. Instead, Franko felt that the dire economic conditions of Ukrainians in Galicia, seen as Jewish exploitation, demanded the emigration of Jews as a safety valve. Herzl's idea of a national state for Jews stimulated Franko's own dreams of an independent Ukrainian state. Franko believed poor Ukrainian peasants and workers should defend their economic interests by creating cooperative structures that would eventually eliminate Jewish middlemen. And yet, Franko supported the recognition of Jews as a separate nation with full equality of rights and obligations. Yabotinsky recognized the grave economic situation in Galicia and pursued Ukrainian-Jewish political cooperation. He saw the similarity in the national destinies of both peoples. Yabotinsky wrote that circumstances in Galicia were against the Jews. The only viable answer was to return to Zion and create the Jewish national state in Palestine. Professor Moscovich notes that at the end of the day, Yabotinsky understood competing interests and history would make it difficult to persuade Jewish leaders to cooperate with Ukrainians. So Yabotinsky stressed the importance of the two groups' common interests. He wrote, "I am not an optimist, and I do not believe in, quote, love, unquote, between nations. In particular, I do not in any way conceal from myself the fact that a certain antagonism exists between the Jews and Ukrainians of Galicia, one that takes on uncivilized forms. I am certain that those uncultured forms will disappear with the growth of education, but tribal conflicts will persist until there are fundamental changes in the political and ethnographic map of the world and in the socioeconomic system." Changes did eventually come to Galicia and to Europe. Massive and cruel changes, unimagined in the earlier and more genteel era of Franco's lifetime. These were changes whose horrific contours Yabotinsky could already glimpse just before his sudden death by heart attack in New York in 1940. Wolf Moscovich's essay, titled Two Views on the Problems of Ukrainian-Jewish Relations, Ivan Franko and Vladimir Yabotinsky, can be found online at academia.edu. This has been Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. From San Francisco, I'm Peter Baeger. Until next time, shalom.
Ukrainian Jewish Heritage is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter, based in Toronto, Ontario. To find out more about their work, visit their website and follow them on Facebook and Twitter. Transcripts and audio files of this and earlier broadcasts of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage are available at their website, UkrainianJewishEncounter.org, as well as at the Nash Holos website, www.nashholos.com. Ви слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada.
За спогадами відникаю льох. Крок за кроком геть від ми перейшли на я і ти. Куди пропали мрії і де знайти надії? Чи шукать мені той поворот шахів? Де шукати шлях, яким іти зумів? Як знайти, де розвіялись шляхи, шукай нові мрії, пізнай нові надії, хочу тим самим шляхом, де ми були вдвох. Together now it's me and you, sharing life for so long, wondering where we went wrong, always you and me together, and we thought it was forever, walking down the path together like we used to do. Шляхом, де ми були вдвох, зволі за спогадами відмикаю льох, крок за кроком геть від мене, перейшли.
шахом, де ми були до.
And a Toronto group called Lira, that was from their CD Razum, and that was released in 2016. The song was Spohade, called Reflections in English, and it's a nice collaboration between an Eastern Ukrainian-Canadian and a Western Ukrainian-Canadian, Roman Bretan, who is the host of Radio Journal, a radio daily radio program in Edmonton, and Ron Cahoot, famously of the group Buria and still active on the music scene in Toronto. Again, that was Lira from their CD Razum with Spohade Reflections. Back to Ukraine now for our next tune. This is Serhii Solonyi with Bi Kozaki U Nebi, The Cossack Battle in the Sky.
Біла хмара повстає на чорну хмару, небо грозиться, викрешує вогні. То чубаті козаки і яничари загукали, закружляли у борні. То чубаті козаки і яничари загукали, закружляли у борні. Гей, виблискують небесні ятагани, а над ними грізні списи січові. Наступають, гонять тучі нездоланно, шаленіють чи хлоп'ята лугові. Наступають, гонять тучі нездоланно, шаленіють чи хлоп'ята лугові. Ворожий голос буркає облесно, та дзвінкі удари чути на землі. То розковують невільників небесних у міжзоряних просторах шковалі. То розковують невільників небесних у міжзоряних просторах шковалі. Подалися чорні хмари яничари, мали нові стяги, мають як живі. Під небесна загорілася скутара, розпадаються хурдиги вікові. Під небесна загорілася скутара, розпадаються хурдиги вікові. Тихають сколо шмачені простори, позбиралися у небі козаки. І пливуть до Січі через море білі чайки, чорносині байдаки.
Протекла, мов кров з ножа, по степу тонка межа. Ліворуч битва, а справа бій, чигає смерть у далі голубі. Ми йдемо, одна сім'я, 100 бійців, і з ними я. На 100 бійців один наказ. День за днем, хто знає де, був наказ, і сотня йде. Крізь вогонь і куль політ, крізь вугілля і крізь граніт. Ми йдемо, одна сім'я, 100 бійців, і з ними я.
настовить сил, один наказ з рубежу і на рубіж, з роздоріж до роздоріж, і так далеко твій рідний дім, кохана жде. Вчора був, сьогодні є, а завтра хто зна, що буде там, за батьківщину життя віддам. Завтра я, а потім ти, хто знає як, та треба йти новою зброєю. Люба, чуєш, ти не ридай, він не вмре за рідний край. Хай гине ворог за наш Донбас, дорога дальня чекає нас. Ми йдемо, одна сім'я, сто бійців.
Ukraine War Amps is an ongoing effort to assist the veterans of Ukraine. It was founded in Toronto in July 2014 by John Broadhead and Jean Berezovsky. John is a third-generation Canadian of Irish descent whose father was a war amputee from World War II. Jean is a Ukrainian-Canadian originally from Kyiv who had spent a couple of months helping the Donbas Battalion shortly before. When he got back, the two felt that an organized effort would be so much more effective, and as listeners of Nosh Holos have been finding out, they were so right. Their two main projects, Adopt a Soldier and Visit a Soldier, have given hope as well as new life to many Ukrainian amputees and the families of fallen soldiers as well, with the help of donations from caring individuals. One of those donors is Dave Hotelling from Chicago, who found out about Ukraine War Amps after tuning into Nosh Holos online and hearing an interview with Jean. He was inspired to join the Ukraine War Amps program and has taken part in three of their programs. Dave is recently back from Ukraine and has gladly agreed to speak with Nosh Holos today. He joins us now by phone from Chicago. Dave, welcome to Nosh Holos.
Hello.
Thank you so much for agreeing to talk with us. But before we get into details about your recent trip, I'd like to thank you first for listening to Nosh Holos and I guess for finding it in the first place. Chicago's a long ways away from the west coast of Canada, so I'm curious to know how you found our show, and was that edition with the interview with Jean the first time you heard it?
Yes, I found the show just reading Ukraine news on the Google News, just the internet, on the news summaries. And then I saw the link about your radio show, and so I listened to it. And then maybe a couple months later, I went back and listened to it again. And then towards last fall, I decided that it was a worthy cause, and I sent some, I made a contribution, and then got in contact with Jean. And that's kind of where it all started.
Wow. So what got your interest then when you heard Jean talking about War Amps? And what was it that caught your attention that you came back a second time to listen?
I just, I don't know, something clicked in me, and I thought that they were needed help, and it was a worthy cause. And I think John Broadhead describing what a help it was for him when he was growing up, had the help what Betty's dad received.
Right, yeah.
And so that's probably the base of it.
Well, it's great that you did. I know Gene is just delighted, and he's so thankful for your help. So you went the first time in the fall, and you were just in Ukraine in the spring as well.
Yes, a month ago.
Wow, so it was two almost back-to-back trips, pretty quick, too far apart.
Mm-hmm. And it's my sense of it is that after seeing it twice, they're really doing a good job. I know there's probably not much public out there about them, but it's efficient and they're really helping. They're providing help right where it's needed.
And you saw that firsthand on your trips.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell us about your first trip in the fall.
I was I met the Gene sources, Oksana, in Kiev, and that was, I went to two events there with Oksana, and I had made a contribution. I had no idea where the money that I was contributing in the fall, where it would end up, and it went to a family whose father had passed.
Aww.
And so, it was nice to have that connection. I mean, I've made no contact with them or anything like that,
mm-hmm.
but it was nice to hear of where the money went.
Sure.
And to see pictures and everything.
Sure.
It really helped them, from what Gene tells me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge help to them.
So you flew from your home in Chicago directly to Kiev, and then you hooked up with Oksana. Had you met Gene in person?
I met Gene in November, in early November, right before I left.
Okay.
To go to Ukraine, and in November I met Gene in Chicago. He happened to be in Chicago for his own work.
Mm-hmm.
He had a convention, and so we talked on the phone 10 days before, and he said, I'm going to be in Chicago, and if you want to meet me, this is where I am. So I went down to the convention on the agreed day,
mm-hmm.
and we went and had coffee, and I met he and his wife, and we talked about Ukraine and told me what he was doing, and so
off you went.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just by chance that Gene was having the meeting in Chicago, the convention
mm-hmm.
in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
and that's the only reason that we had met in person.
Okay, had you planned your trip before you met Gene, or was it after you met?
I was kind of thinking about going over there anyhow.
Uh-huh.
Yes, yeah.
So that prompted you to go in the fall. And in the fall, you went a couple of times, met up with Oksana, the point person on the ground there.
Mm-hmm. And then this last trip, Oksana, I met more of the people there in her group, Julia and Alexander, and I'm impressed with them. And I can only say that I'm real happy, and I have no reservations about this phone call, interview, or even contributing further to them, that it's a really good, worthy cause.
So where did you go then this last trip in the spring? You went to Kharkiv and Kiev, I understand?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what?
Yeah, those were the two cities where I was.
Okay.
And I also saw another Alexander, and he was he's a wounded soldier in Kharkov.
So tell us about the recipient in Kharkiv. His name was Alexander?
Mm-hmm. Yes, he's in the hospital.
Okay.
And I met him, and just by chance, his mom was there on that day.
Oh, nice.
And so she comes hundreds of miles to see him.
Oh.
Because she lives way south of Kiev, and it's hundreds of miles or kilometers. And they were very appreciative.
And so tell us a little bit about Alexander. He's 19, you said?
I think he's closer to 21.
Okay.
He lost one of his legs completely. I mean, just completely.
Oh.
And but he had a good attitude.
How did he lose his leg?
I didn't ask him.
Oh.
I just know it was in the war.
It was in the war. Okay.
Oh, sure.
And so you met his mom there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just by chance she was there.
Oh, how long did you spend in Kharkiv?
3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How was the mood? How did you find the mood in the city? Was it just like life goes on outside of the hospital?
Kind of, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't it was pretty late winter, early spring, so it was beginning of March, and, you know, the weather was mm-hmm. March, beginning of March weather, so.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, the people, I thought, unless you really knew something, life was going on, life was proceeding.
Mm-hmm. Did you pick up any Ukrainian, or did you have a translator to help you?
No, no. But I mean, the translation programs are kind of getting better and better. I mean, I had Google Translate, and that really, really was helpful. And then there's also a Listen Talk program app that you can get that I had. I even had that installed. In Kharkov.
Okay, so
Kharkiv.
So you're kind of learning the language then as you go.
Yes, and I have a lot to a far way to go.
Well, you and me both.
but these programs are these apps are getting very good.
Uh-huh.
And I could speak to Alex Alexander. He was pretty good.
Really?
Oh, yeah, which is not unusual for that age.
I guess not. That's true. I found that myself when I was in Ukraine. Many young people, I didn't really need translators, and I didn't need to rely too much on my broken Ukrainian either. So you went you were 3 days in Kharkiv, and then you went to Kyiv. Tell us about who you met in mm-hmm. Kyiv.
Well, in Kyiv, that's when I met Oksana and Julia. And I went one day with Oksana. We drove out maybe 70 kilometers to a small village and met a young, maybe a 6-year-old, 7-year-old. And he had lost his dad in the war, and his mom had passed the year before.
Oh.
So he was, but he was happy to see Oksana. Oksana is just fabulous. And so I went with her, and she said, come with me. I got there, I think, Sunday. I met her Sunday, and Tuesday we drove out to see this young man. And then Wednesday, they had asked me Sunday if I wanted to visit the Ukraine Parliament because they were having an event there, and I said, sure. And so they got me in to the Parliament. Then we had lunch downstairs afterwards.
Oh, wow. Did you speak to any members of Parliament?
Yeah, I met everybody knew him, I'll put it that way.
Okay.
Between Julia, Oksana, and Alexander. And believe it or not, we watched a legislative vote that passed about the care of animals. And about that you can only have so many dogs or something like that. I forget what exactly it was, but it was not related to the situation in Ukraine. It was related to animal care.
The business of Ukraine goes on. So at least there, I suppose they say that if you care about animals, then presumably that spills over to people. So we can only hope that that is the case. And of course, the government in Ukraine is under a lot of stress. They were robbed by the previous regime, so they're short on money. And of course, a war is very expensive. So the care is, as we know, not the best for the returning soldiers, which is where Ukraine War Ant steps in. So from what you've said, you certainly recommend if anybody is listening now who may not have thought about donating, or who may rather have thought about donating to Ukraine War Amps but hasn't yet, what would you say that they're missing out as much as those in need of their help?
Well, it's their decision.
Mm-hmm.
I can only say that I'm happy with my decision,
mm-hmm.
and that it's the money goes, the efforts go right where it's really needed, right at the point that it's really needed. The guys are without anything. They can't work anymore, and
mm-hmm.
and it's really right where it's needed. They're appreciative of it, and I'm confident that it's a very efficient delivery. That it's the money that I gave them went all to the people. the recipients who need it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's...
You can never have too many donations.
Sure. Oh, there's a big need.
Yeah.
There's a tremendous need.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Dave, for telling us your story, for sharing your experiences. And
I'm happy to help them.
Thank you.
The Ukrainian war amps.
Yes, yes, same here. So thank you again for your support of Ukraine War Amps and the cause on behalf of the recipients as well as on behalf of the listeners of Nash Holos. Thank you so much for sharing your story and all the best to you in your future forays to Ukraine. Hopefully you'll be back again helping another amputee or family in need in Ukraine.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Dave Hotelling from Chicago, telling us all about war amps in Ukraine. Vyslukhajte radio peredachu Nash Holos, radio ukrainskogo korinya, na radio stanciji CHLY, 101.7 FM u mesti Nanaimo, govorit Pavlina. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio on CHLY 101.7 FM in Nanaimo. I'm your host, Pavlina. Once again, we were speaking with Dave Hotelling from Chicago, a donor of Ukraine War Amps, and their Adopt a Soldier and Visit a Soldier program. And Adopt a Soldier provides monthly stipends of approximately $50 U.S. to as many Ukrainian heroes as it can, depending, of course, on the help of the public. 100% of the proceeds go toward Ukrainian veterans, and as you just heard Dave say, it's a very worthy cause, and all of your money goes where it's supposed to. Visit a Soldier redirects funds that would be spent on hotel accommodations to the families of soldiers being helped by Ukraine War Amps, and also provides you, the donor, with a unique experience and perspective that ordinary tourists would never have. So do consider making a donation to Ukraine War Amps and get involved with their program. Become a regular donor if you can. For more information, you can visit their website, ukrainewaramps.ca, and to make a donation, visit ucaring.com/adopt_a_soldier. Again, ukrainewaramps.ca. That interview originally aired last Wednesday, May 3rd, on the Nanaimo edition of Nash Holos, which broadcasts live on CHLY 101.7 FM and online at chly.ca, Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in English, and from 12 to 1 p.m. in Ukrainian with Oksana Poberazhnik. Vyslukhajte radio peredachu Nash Holos, radio ukrainskogo korinya, po mereži PCJ Radio, govorit Pavlina. And you're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio on the PCJ Radio Network. I'm your host, Pavlina. The song that you heard before the interview was the Ukrainian version of the American hit from the 1960s, the Green Berets. That was Stobiutsi, 100 Fighters, performed by Yulia Donchenko. Up next is a song on that same theme, performed by unnamed soldiers in the ATO zone, the war zone of Ukraine, Oy Uluzi Pid Donbasum, in the meadow in the Donbass.
Oy Uluzi Pid Donbasum, в кровову годину, поставали наші хлопці знов за батьківщину. Повставали наші хлопці знов за батьківщину. Україну злії люди хочуть зґвалтувати, тому стали українці її захищати. Тому стали українці її захищати. Із цієї України зібрались завзяті, грудьми встали до загину рятувати матір. Грудьми встали до загину рятувати матір. Ради смерті урагани, смерть носила люта, та
носити рани в рабство нас закути, та не зможуть сіти рани в рабство нас закути. Буде жити добра слава на землі козацькій, і збереже Бог державу у любові братській, і збереже Бог державу у любові братській.
For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio in Vancouver every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time on AM 1320 CHMB and streaming at am1320.com. Live in Nanaimo Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY 101.7 FM and online at chly.ca. And elsewhere in the world here on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, shortwave, and satellite radio. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.noshholos.com, where you can get podcast links to all three editions of the show. As well, make sure to follow Nosh Holos on Twitter and please like our Facebook page. А ніж ми вже скінчили нашу програму, пора не прощатися на щодень тиждень, бо вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Носив вовк, понесу і вовка. And our proverb of the week translates as, the wolf preyed on others and others will prey on him. I guess that's Ukrainian way of describing karma. Well, our time is about up, so to take us to the end of our program, we have the Canadian Rhythm Masters from Winnipeg with the Western River Polka. I'm Pavlina, on behalf of all of us here at Nosh Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, до побачення.